That's Indigo Girls performing Dairy Queen for World Cafe. That song is from their 2004 album, All That We Let In. They have a new album out now called Look Long. Emily and Amy of Indigo Girls are my guests today on World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. There were probably some folks singing along to that one at home. You know, over the years, you've developed a very devoted fan base. Speaking personally, I remember when I first heard you in high school in the early 2000s. It was right around the time friends of mine were coming out, and your music was something that, you know, they felt really connected to. And I'm sure that you hear that all the time. You've heard that before. You probably had fans come up and talk to you about what your music means to them. Were there artists that you felt that way about when you were coming out or going through that journey?
For me, Farron, the songwriter Farron, Canadian singer-songwriter, because I knew she was lesbian or queer. And I, even before I had the language myself for my own sexuality or sexual identity, she was very, very important to me. Because I listened to the artists of women's music, you know, like Olivia Records and that community. But Farron was the one that I really, really related to and just thought that she's just a masterful songwriter.
She was gay, but she kind of transcended that in her writing in this way that you hope as a songwriter you can transcend your own identity a bit so that you can speak to everyone. And I felt like she could do that. Oh, my God. Luna.
It's okay.
Come here. Anyway.
Is there a song that we could maybe hear right now? Do you have one?
Our Purpose Here.
Let's just listen to a little bit of Farron, Our Purpose Here.